Welcome, everyone, to the NFL special week one, where Cav and Billy break down the point spreads every week in the National Football League. Over-unders, all the good betting stuff. I'm Cav Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast. You might have heard me on our NFL special that was on the Dirty Sheets, where I was welcoming in a cohort of mine, usually on a wrestling show, Mr. Billy Body.
Yeah, what podcast am I from?
I think you're from the, you know what? You got a lot of them. I think your bread and butter, though, is the wrestling show on the Dirty Sheets.
What do you mean bread and butter? Is bread, the definition of bread and butter where you learn your, earn your main money from?
I think so. Meanwhile, that makes us nothing. But but I think that is your main show because that's your show. The other ones you're guests on.
No, the EPL show is my show. And okay. The soccer gambling podcast now is my feed because they gave me a new feed. Like I got promoted recently.
Is that all like a pay thing, the EPL show?
No, the EPL show is the show I've done for free for like 6 years. It was on the sports gambling podcast.
Okay.
And it was a free show and it got popular and they moved it over to the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And then it got popular there as well. And then they just said soccer's popular enough to have its own feed.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
my feed. No, they pay me a monthly salary.
Well, see, now that's good. You actually get paid for what you do instead of. Well, I mean, I guess I'm getting a little paid because of Patreon, but not enough to like really matter in fucking life. And I just want to put back into my own show with the money that comes out of it because I want to go bigger and better with it.
Yeah, I worked out like, well, they're actually paying me like $5 a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, I'd be a fucking rich man. I do 2 hours a fucking time. Shit. Yeah,
but I keep it short. Like, I keep all my shows now, I keep them to like 30 minutes to 1 hour.
Ah, see. Yeah, that's not
even
bad.
Even the wrestling one.
Yeah, sometimes. let's get into NFL week one, and this is the bit where we had a good time last year because you would read off the matchups and I would have to guess what the spread was, and we did pretty well with that. I'd nail it a lot of the times, and then there's a couple where I was in shock because I was like so fucking far off. We should almost keep track of, like, when I'm that far off, let's see who's right, the experts or me. Which, it would probably be the experts, but it'd be interesting to know if I'm the one that's, like, not crazy when I think it's that far apart, and they are. So, it's always difficult week one, because we do not have anything to see beforehand, so you could get a shit ton of upsets. I guarantee you half the fucking players are going to be sucking wind like fucking no tomorrow. They are going to be fucking dying on the sidelines tomorrow or Sunday. Tonight is the first game, and that is going to be the NFL champs, which are looking to repeat and very possibly could and should. And that is Kansas City going against Watson and his new extension against the Houston Texans without Hopkins, who they traded away like dopes. And this, I like to call this the Ryan Pace Bowl. Do you know what that is, Billy?
No idea.
Ryan Pace is the general manager of the Chicago Bears. And these are the two quarterbacks. He said, nah, I don't want them. I want Mitch. So this is the Pace Bowl. He gets to watch these two be fucking fantastic while Mitch sits there.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think one of these teams is going to be fantastic this year. I think the Texans might struggle a bit.
Yeah, but I don't think it's due to that quarterback.
It's not you, no. It's not Watson's fault.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, okay, great. So, okay, we got the Texans going into Kansas City. And usually that's pretty much a slam dunk when it comes to first game of the year because it's always the, you know, first time after winning the Super Bowl. they got to really go after it because you don't want to have that letdown and all that kind of stuff. So I actually do know this spread. At least I did the other day listening to a radio show, they had said, and I hear all the betting sites, you know, coming on saying, come on, you know, it's this much. So is it still at 9?
It is still at 9.
Okay.
The total, you want the total?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be a shootout, so I'm assuming this total is in the 50, like 55 or something.
It's 53.
Okay. I would take the over, and I would take the Chiefs. I think defenses are not going to be right for a while, and especially they're going to be playing catch-up, I think Houston will be. So they're going to have to start airing it out on the secondary of Kansas City that isn't the greatest. And we know Mahomes will light it up anyway with what he has. And new running back as well.
I think, like, this total was quite high for week one because there was 82 points when they played in the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that was with Texans going up 21-0. And then you had to have the Chiefs making the comeback. And then we got loads of, like, garbage points at that point. I think Houston know they can't win the game that way, so they might chew the clock.
Mm-hmm.
They might give the ball to, like, Johnson. And if that's working, because they haven't got Hopkins, but if that's working, then I think they'll carry on doing it. If they abandon that, then we might see this go over. But I think they'll at least start like that. I think the first quarter will definitely go under. I'm trying to find out what the total is for that because...
Yeah, everybody's cold and trying to get their footing and not wanting to fuck up.
It's 20. Yeah, I don't see 27 points in the first half. That might be the best bet. Because if the points start coming, it'll come in the second half after Houston abandoned that run because they'll lose the shootout. I mean, that's just dumb. Like, you know... both the things you said are going to be right. It's going to go over and Chiefs are going to cover the spread. I think they cover the spread anyway because always 9 always sounds huge. But if you've got the team winning the game, like how often is it a case of somebody's right in there at the end where they can win it with a touchdown of their own or whatever? Because that's what 7 is.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're like laying 7, you're basically saying that the team, if the other team possesses the ball, they'll have no chance to win it when at the end of the game. And that's what I think the situation will be. I don't think that the Texans are going to be able to win this game with the last possession of the ball. If it falls to them, I think they're going to need to do a bit more than that. I think it would be really surprising to me if the Chiefs don't cover 9. But I also think I'm not expecting like a high scoring game either. Like, I'm expecting, I don't know, like 30-10, something like that. Whether the Chiefs can hold them to 10, I don't know. But they look pretty good at the end of last year. Even if it's 30-17 or something, that's well under. So,
okay. What's the first game you have for Sunday with everybody going?
I have Atlanta Falcons and Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, I don't have trust in Atlanta anymore. We see this every fucking year where we think they should be good. And they're not. And
nobody's doing that though this year. And this is the year it probably will be good now because everybody's just like, "Fuck it, I can't be asked. I can't bat Matt Ryan and all these guys anymore." So
Seattle's supposed to be pretty fucking loaded this year. Like, and I've said, I'm really interested to see how they play when they're home because does it matter now? I think Seattle should beat up Atlanta though. To tell you the truth, like I said, this first week's going to be interesting because everybody's going to be cold, and this is the first, live fire game for everybody, so nobody's really clicking, which is always difficult then to pick. But I would say Seattle is favored by, fuck, I want to say 9 on this one, too.
9?
Yeah.
At Atlanta?
Yes. To me... the home field now is useless.
It's 2.5 points.
That's it? Seattle all day, baby. Seattle all fucking day. I don't even have a fucking question in this one. 2 points? No.
I think I think Atlanta win this game.
Really?
I feel like they're one of those teams where with all the expectation on them, they do worse. And then with the fans, with no fans there, no expectation, I almost feel they'll be better. And also, like, we have blueprints here for them to win, getting road wins last year against the 49ers and the Saints, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're kind of looking at that and thinking, okay, so this season's over. Like, we're not going to the playoffs, but we can win these games. So when you have the stability of that, the offense has the stability coming out of the off season always anyway. But the defense looked better towards the end of the second half. So we know the offense can click. It just hasn't. Seattle are better. They're a better team than them. There's no doubt about it. But like, they also don't start well. Not as bad as the Saints, but mm-hmm. Seattle Seahawks don't usually start well anyway. I don't know. I just feel that with everybody not looking at Atlanta at all this year, that they could win this game. And I just look at those two results because they were just so weird. Like, when they won at the 49ers and they won at the Saints last year, it was like, oh, this team can do it. They're not completely shit. So you're coming into this season again, but no one's looking at that as much. But
do you think it's a case also of those teams taking them lightly and not playing full force? And when it turns out it's an NFL team, they might be shit, but if you fucking think they're garbage and don't play your fucking ass off, you're going to get
fucking bit. I don't think it's a case for them because they've always had like the personnel, and it's like you always just look at the players there and think, oh, they should be good. It's not a case of, you know, where someone's like complete shit and they're like overplaying. These players, everybody knows they're like underplaying all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if there is any of that like complacency, then they're up for it, then they'll beat you. But I'm surprised they got those results. But it got to be looking at that and going, okay, so this is where we pick up from next year.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what their last few results were. I remember those results. I don't know what their last, you know, what they did in 15, 16, 17. But I know towards the second half of the season they got those results. So I think you've got to be looking at those and thinking we can do better.
Okay. All right, what you got? What's the total for them?
Oh, sorry. Go back. I've only really picked out the totals that I want to talk about. But this one's 48.5.
48.5. I think that's doable, too.
This one I think is. All right, so we got the Ravens hosting the Browns.
God, with that firepower with fucking Cleveland, I mean, with Baltimore, I'm like thinking there's a lot of fucking blowouts almost this week. God, but it's bad to fucking, I feel weird to say it every time, but I'm like, I'll say fucking 8, Baltimore's favorite.
It's like between 7 and 7.5.
Okay.
Just varies. More 7.5s from what I can see.
All right. So I'm not crazy then. Yeah. I mean, it depends on if you have Baker of last year, he's running for his life, throwing high, and they'll kill him if that's the case. But I really expect Cleveland to be a lot better this year. But it's one of those, they're very much like a Detroit team. I don't believe it till they show it to me. So, and Baltimore's fucking a very good team. But you might get that regression from Lamar Jackson. Just because he had a year that was insane doesn't mean it's going to be every fucking year. Now there's a book on him, you know?
Yeah, there is. But I mean, this particular game, the thing that the Browns are weakest at is their run defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're playing against the Baltimore Ravens. So even though you've seen it, there's nothing you're going to do about it. There's nothing this team is going to do about it. Like, they're going to get dicked on Sunday. so, I mean, eventually there'll be teams that are out there that they'll be able to counteract that. And it'll be difficult for Lamar to, like, run up scores and do what he did last year. But this is not the team that are going to do anything about it. This is like tailor-made for Ravens to start the season with 30, 40 points. And at the other end, like, they're just going to put the pressure on Baker and he's going to look like shit. I think this, I think this will be something like 34-7 or something.
Yikes. If that's the case, oof. Browns are going to feel like assholes. Okay. What do you got next?
The total where there was 48 as well, similar to the game before. All right. So then I got the Jets, I think. Have I got that next?
Jeff.
Yeah, I got the Jets going to Buffalo.
Okay. I think the Jets will be improved because they have, well, they got rid of their their great defense. So, boy, I would say Buffalo by, I'll say 6.5.
It is 6.5.
Hey-o. It only took me 2 to get it until I nailed it, right?
Very good. No, the other ones were close up, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fucking Atlanta one is the one that's way off that I wrote down this time, so I want to see how close I get to it. But, yeah, I think now without Mono Boy being out, I think he should take a step. But you have that expectation of Buffalo where now they have to live up to it. Do they pull in Atlanta and freak out? But they still should be enough to win this game. What do you think? Win by a touchdown.
It's a divisional game, like, so you don't usually like to take the more than a touchdown, but you're taking 6.5. I think when this moves, I don't think people should take it. But at the moment, I don't know how the Jets are going to score any points because this defense is really good, like it was last year. And then when you're looking at the offense, they've just got better. Like Allen has, they got Diggs.
Yeah.
Moss. Yeah, I think this gets covered easily. So, yeah, I'm going to go for the Bills here to cover this. The total on this is one of the lowest. It's 39.
I mean, I could see that because I think once it gets ahead, then it's that run game thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it will go over somehow. Because I think the Jets might get some points, but I don't think it's going to be enough to cover.
Okay.
Let me see where we're at. All right, so we're up to Las Vegas at Carolina.
Las Vegas, baby. Carolina is going to be rough because you got to see what Bridgewater does. Like, we haven't seen, everything's brand new over there, so you don't know what you have. I think Vegas wins outright, and I think Vegas is probably getting 1.5.
No, Carolina getting the 3 points.
Oh, okay. So Vegas is favored.
Yeah, Vegas is favored by 3.
By 3.5.
Do you know in his career against the spread, Teddy Bridgewater is 16-2.
My gosh. That's something. God.
I'm not gonna go against that. I'm just gonna take these 3 points. And hopefully they get to 3.5 by Sunday. I don't think they will. I think it might go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna take these like 3.5 points here. 3 points, sorry, here. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, I'd kind of shy away from this one. That's a little scary. Because like the Raiders are always supposed to be okay too, and then they're terrible. So they're another show me team.
Yeah, the total on this one is 48. Again, like I think we've seen that total a few times.
Yeah,
roundabouts. I think it feels like the total they chucked out, like just when they're not sure. It's just under seven. It's just under 7 touchdowns. It's like 6 touchdowns and 2 field goals, isn't it?
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It's a lot for week one. I like the unders here. What about this game? The battle of 3rd and 4th in the NFC North, Detroit Lions.
Chicago Bears. I think I've heard that Detroit is giving 2 points. But I would take Chicago all day in this.
Chicago are getting 3 points here.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, fuck, I'm like, I would take that all fucking day. I don't know why people think Detroit's going to be doing anything. They're fucking trash. And Mitch, for some reason, owns them. I have no idea why. This was almost one of my sudden death picks where I'm like, they just fucking beat the shit out of Detroit all the time. I got no problem taking Chicago to cover this shit. Hell, cover. They're taking points, so what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, they had a bad quarterback last year, and they were like favorites to win these type of games. So I don't see how that makes a difference. And also, like, in terms of the ratings between these two teams, mm-hmm. The Bears were considered... where is it? Wait, what am I reading here? Okay, so the Bears are considered 1.5 wins better off than Detroit.
Really?
Yeah, at the start, the Bears are considered 1.5. I projected to get 1.5 more wins than the Lions. So this doesn't make sense for that reason.
No, and you know what's weird is there was like all the pros or whatever, they've like that do these picks and everything, they all have Chicago last place in the division. So I've never heard them be above by anybody yet. And that's why I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about last over the... Get the fuck out of here to Detroit. Detroit's been rebuilding since 1956.
Yeah, I would definitely take those 3 points. And the thing is that you can get Bears as an underdog here where you can get 120 for 100. So 220 altogether just for really? The money line. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that might be worth it, and then I'll be screaming on the couch, fucking Mitch, you lost my money.
Yeah, because it'll be double jeopardy, won't it?
Then? Yeah.
all right, so we got Jacksonville going to Indianapolis Colts.
Okay, this is my my Survivor pick, by the way. We do Survivor Pool. You never played that before? That's fun.
Yeah, Survivor Pool, where you take one team to win each week, but then you can't have them again.
Yes, and I've tried to explain it to people at work. You would think I was giving them Chinese math. It's fucking ridiculous. They can't understand it. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I pick Indianapolis. And I almost picked Kansas City instead, though, tonight. There's like three teams I would do this with.
For Kansas, you got to keep in the bag. I mean, this is Colts' guaranteed divisional game.
Yes. That's why I'm like, you know, I don't think Colts are going to be, you know, great. Even though people think they're winning the division, I'm not jumping up and down by them at all. But I think they are favored here by, I'll even go with fuck it. I'll say 10.
No, it's 7.5 at the moment, but it was 7 earlier on when in my notes I had 7.
Okay.
And now I've got to lay 7.5. Hopefully you can shop around and get it at 7 in some places. The total in this one is, 45. I don't know if we did the Chicago total, which was only 42.
Only 42. God, I would almost kind of like that because I don't know about Chicago getting any offense anyway. You know, they're not a scoring team, and then the Chicago's defense is very good, so I don't know about Detroit lighting them up. So I might like the under for that one.
Yeah, Philip Rivers struggled for the Chargers, didn't he? So
yeah, you don't know which guy you're gonna get.
I don't know. I don't know if he's got like a whole bunch of guys to catch passes here. I don't get this huge like overrating of Indy. I obviously Indy win this game, but I don't know if they cover 7.5 or 8. Even if it gets to 8. So I've seen it between 8 and 7.
But what does Jacksonville have? They have nothing.
But they got Minshew.
That's it. Who's he throwing it to? And who's he handing it off to? And who's stopping the other side?
I like parlaying this game off, and I like it as like that Survivor pick, but I don't like the fucking
that many
7.5 or 8. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so we got the Vikings-Packers next. You probably know this line.
I don't. I believe that.
It's always, It's always the same line every year.
I think it's always three, right?
Yeah, well, it's two
and a home team three, yeah. I would take Green Bay all fucking day in this. Not even fucking, I don't even think about it twice. Green Bay getting points? Forget it. Take them.
Yeah, you know, I think this is obviously like a big home field to negate, because the Vikings are like, it's not, you know, they're not talked about as much as Seattle, but they'd have a good home record. They do have like big home support.
They do.
And also, like, this is going to be the game, isn't it? Like the game that's going to be on TV. I don't know if that counts, whether if it's got to be Kirk Cousins in prime time. Is
it's not prime time. Yeah. I mean, it's regular afternoon for us.
But it is the game that's going to be on everywhere, isn't it? This one.
You know what? I don't know. I never watch the regular fucking TV. So, I mean, I got my package. But, yeah, I don't know if this is the main one that's on.
It's got to be. It could be like...
It could get bumped out here by Vegas, though.
No, that's not important.
No, it's local. That's all that matters, yeah.
So there's not like a national game which everybody sees.
Well, there is a weird thing for us, though. When your team is on, you cannot have anything against it. You can't have two teams if it's a local team. So if the 49ers are on Fox, there is no other game on CBS. Okay. And vice versa. So
that's probably why that primetime thing exists then. I don't know. I don't think it matters. I think that I'd like us to get 3 points here, maybe, to take it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we should lose this. We lose this game because they are better than us.
No, no.
Especially when you're looking. You don't think they're better than
no,
us?
No, I do not. I thought so for a bit. And then I was like, this guy's fucking gone. This guy's fucking opting out. Nah. I'm like, you got rid of Diggs, who's their fucking superstar. I mean, they got the guy from Jacksonville, but he's brand new. You don't know yet. But I'm... And then Cousins, yeah. I can't bet on him. I just don't. I don't see.
You know
it.
What they say, like, last year our schedule was easy. Our schedule was easy, right?
Yeah.
But we swept these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, your division is your division, so that doesn't matter about your record, but like otherwise it matters where you finish. And
yeah, but that's what I mean. We swept these guys. This is our division, so this is irrelevant to that whole thing where people are saying, "Oh, that 13-3 was a fluke and whatever." Like this game doesn't matter. And when we played this team, we beat them twice. So
and they were probably better last year than this year.
Yeah, the total on this is 45.
I could see going over that.
All right, so what we got next? The Patriots and Miami.
I will say the Patriots are favored, and I would say the Patriots are favored by 6.5.
Yeah, it is 6.5.
There you go. And it's only because Miami is, brand new, putting themselves together. And if Cam Newton is himself, this isn't like some terrible drop-off that they don't have Brady.
Because this is an improvement.
Yeah, it probably is. More this athletic is a, and being a, able to be, hit, and it wouldn't even matter.
This is not some granddad who sits in a pocket who can't throw anymore. This is a guy that can move around. And also, this is the thing where everybody's turning around and saying, oh, he's going to go to like Tampa and he has all these weapons and whatever. Mm-hmm. They had a fucking ridiculous offense last year and he didn't manage to get it to anybody. And also at the same time, he can't put it down to the coach because the coach went 11-5. When he replaced like Brady with Castle.
I don't know why you say they have a ridiculous offense. Who the fuck are... He's never had like real receivers other than little fucking tiny guys. And Gronk, who was not there last year. So I always thought he just didn't have receivers. Now I'm like, well, it's crazy the fucking receivers he has and the tight end in fucking Tampa. So it's like, all he's got to do is be fucking normal. He doesn't even have to be fucking outstanding. I mean... He was fucking winning these games on his own back before when he had no fucking to Welker to you know, it's all to Edelman. He's throwing a little tiny white guys, which I mean, he had that one fucking year with Moss or 2 years, and it was like, oh my God, look at what he did when he had a fucking real receiver. He threw 50 fucking touchdowns. So you see when there's an actual someone, I mean, obviously he's a bit younger then too, so he could probably get the ball down the field better. But for a guy who's smart and can read things and stuff, I think that that translates and goes a lot further to where you could use your brain.
Well, let me tell you straight up, like, so the Patriots have voted him like the team captain, and Bill Belichick's like talking about him more than he spoke about Tom, like, yeah, the entire time when he was there. There's got to be a reason behind this. So they've decided that you basically need to suck this guy off to get the best out of him. And if Belichick's decided that you need to suck him off to get the best out of him,
yeah,
then you're going to get the best out of him. I'll tell you what you're going to be reading on Monday: how fucking shit Brady looked and how the Patriots won again.
Huh.
That's what you're going to be seeing on Monday, 100%. Okay. Like, Brady is going to look like shit. There's no way they're going to go down to the Saints and people are going to be able to like have their shit in the groove in terms of you make this run, like this play pattern, you know, this, that, the sure. other. It's not going to come together without like any kind of like preseason, especially when you start at the Saints. Yeah, they're going to like butt fuck some teams as they're getting it together because the schedule's so easy. So they got all the time to do it because they, even if they're bad, they're going to be 10-6. So, because their schedule's so easy. But I don't think it's going to start with a win, whereas these guys, they're definitely going to win this game and they're definitely going to look good, because the thing is that there's much less play calling to do when Newton's going to be like carrying for like 5 or 6 yards if he's in any kind of situation. That's the difference, because there's going to be a lot more stuff to get, you can get away with when Cam's doing Cam things that Brady didn't have to, that Brady didn't do. I don't think this team, honestly, I don't think they're going to be that bad. Like, I actually changed my mind within a day of the preview show that we did. Mm-hmm. Only not the Super Bowl that we're going to get,
sure,
but in terms of New England not being in the playoffs instead of the Bills, I think that they will somehow get to the playoffs. Now,
I only worry about how many people opted out this year for the Patriots. There is a lot that fucking are not going to play. And that's what my thought is. They have so many people sitting out. I mean, it is the Patriot way. Whoever second tier, come on in and be a superstar. And I also think with Cam Newton, all of a sudden he's Mr. Glass where he gets hurt. Do you think he's a little shy to be like, fuck it, I'm going to run? But he probably has a fucking hair up his ass to shove it in everybody's ass after everyone said, oh, he's done and all that kind of stuff, and only getting $1 million for a year. So he needs to prove himself. Maybe he goes all out. But, I mean, we saw that he was soft in a Super Bowl. He could have dove on a ball, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think that matters for this game. I think that, like, we're talking the course of the season, maybe. Sure. And maybe, like, even this game goes under this total, which is, like, 44 points. Like, mm-hmm. I can see both of them, like, not putting up loads, but I can see, like, Cam running and doing enough, and plus you've got Edelman there as you're like out, like he's still playing.
Yeah,
and I like Edelman, so yeah. I mean, okay. I think this gets covered easy.
So I'm not worried. What's on the next?
All right, so we got the fucking can't say Redskins now.
we will. We'll never stop. The Eagles versus the Redskins.
Change their name like to the Skins.
That's what I thought too. Name them the Skins. It's going to be the Red Tails, though. You watch.
What the fuck is that?
It's a fucking bomber group or something. Some the first black fucking fighters in the airplanes or something. I don't know.
The other Washington teams are the Capitals,
mm-hmm. the Senators, or it used to be the Senators, the Nationals. It's all America stuff.
Wizards.
Yeah, they changed. How funny was it their original name, though?
Oh, I don't know.
What the Bullets. And there's like Washington, D.C.'s known for fucking everyone getting shot.
How long ago was that? I don't think I was watching
it. It wasn't that long ago. It really wasn't. I don't know, maybe 20 years at this point.
Oh, so that's longer than I've been watching it.
Yeah, I'm thinking it wasn't that long. I go, fuck, it probably, I mean, I think it's in the 90s.
I think I only started watching NBA once NBA Jam was out. I don't think the Washington Bullets were ever in that.
I don't know. Shit. The Wizards. The Grand Wizards. Okay, so Philly and Washington. I think Washington is going to be dog shit. However, Philly's offensive line is terrible, which will be very interesting to see if the new guy that Washington has can get in from Ohio State there. But I'll say Philly by fucking 10.5.
No, it's only 6 points.
Really?
Yeah.
I would take Philly all day. 6.5, huh?
You know what? Like, a lot of people that I read ended up taking the 6 points here, and a lot of them took the under 43 as well.
They took the six and stayed with Washington?
Yeah, they took the 6 with Washington, wow. And they took the under, like a lot of guys.
Oh, I think that's crazy to me. I think that's... they fucking Philly only wins this game by 6 fucking points. That's...
Well, they're missing loads of guys, that's why.
Besides your offensive line?
But isn't Washington the best defense in his division?
It's probably Dallas is the best defense. But the Eagles just got that Darius Slay, too. I don't think the defense is bad on Philly.
No, I know, but I don't think he's as good as Washington's. Yeah.
Washington's going to have a good pass rush.
I'm going to take these, like, I'm going to take these 6 points, I think, and the under. Uh-huh. But, I mean... I'm not going to play this game because I think like there's much better stuff to play than this or the Carolina Panthers against Vegas. There's some shit like that I'm not going to be involved in at all this weekend. All right, so we got the 9:25 games now. Bengals at home to the Chargers.
Oh, this is rough because of the whole new quarterback situation in fucking in I like to say San Diego still. I'd say the Chargers are favored by fucking 2.5.
It's 3 points.
Ah, it's close.
Again, like there's loads of people taking the unders here. There's almost like I feel like there's if these experts are right, there could be like money to be made, like blindly taking unders throughout the entire board and just waiting to see. Because I think they're expecting, but I think some of this is being done because people are thinking the atmosphere leads to like more points and it's going to be easy to defend with no atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going to have that solid crowd noise that's fucking, you know, a hush the whole time on there, the same fucking decibel everybody gets to have. I would say that under thing too, because they have new quarterbacks for both. And I don't think the Chargers quarterback's going to be too fucking great anyway. So I could see this be low scoring.
You imagine like Joe Burrow just comes and wins this game. And like those are people, like when we had, I think I had since here like 2-14 on the show. Yeah. So
there's your one.
Yeah. I can see that, honestly see that happening as well. All right. So then we got this game between the Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Saints are, well, they were 3.5. It's like moving towards 4 in some places. Mm-hmm. But if this was under a touchdown, I'm still going to take it. Like, Tom's going to get fucked here. So
you
hard.
Really think it's that fucking crazy? I don't think it is that crazy.
The only
at
reason
all.
It doesn't is because this New Orleans Saints team are 2-18 ATS in week 1 in the last like 20. Also, and they've won 4. They've won 4 of the last 20 on week 1. Some reason they don't fucking start. But yeah. I just think like situationally, they usually start. You know, they come out cold, right?
Yeah.
But we've only got preseason and all of that, and obviously they have an issue with their preparation, like clearly, because it takes them a couple of weeks to get going. But the thing is that the team they're playing, they don't have a better preseason than them. They haven't run these like passing routes and all that kind of stuff. There's a Brady's first competitive throw is going to happen in a real game, right?
Yeah.
So I just feel that, you know, all these statistics, like even though they're like, you know, they're crazy, they've won 4 out of the last 20.
Mm-hmm.
This represents an opportunity to get that up to 5, because for me, if you're ever going to get it up to 5, you know, those 4 wins, they did happen. It's not like they lose every single time, right?
Sure.
So they won 25% of the time that they have won. And I think this falls into the category of being the perfect situation to add to that. Because, all right, this team are slow and they prepare badly and whatever. But the NFL is so marginalized in terms of people turn around and go, oh, this team is shit and this team are great. Well, they're not as shit and as great as you think, because these are all footballers that came through the college system. Like, this is all these guys have fucking done since I was 16 years old, right? So if anybody's having an off day in these one-to-one matchups, then the people having the off day will always lose. We always spoke about earlier how Atlanta went and won at 49ers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's upsets all the time, constantly. Some fucking garb. I mean, it was years ago, where we Minnesota Vikings were the favorites to win the Super Bowl, and they lost at home to the Bills, and they were, I can't remember, the biggest home favorites in history. I think they were like 1-16. You had to put 16 on to win one.
Jeez.
And they were laying like 17.5, and they lost at home. I don't know if you remember that.
Hmm.
I don't know if you remember that.
I don't
but
think so.
But yeah. So my point is that this situation says to me that Brady looked terrible last year. He's not going to come in with all these whatever toys he's got. He's not going to be able to like just automatically find him. It's going to take a few weeks, to get these passing routes and these runs. There's going to be a whole lot of, oh, I thought you were going to go there and you went over there, and it's going to be loads of bullshit like that. Whereas these Saints, even if they're like semi dialed in from where they finished up last season, they're going to destroy this team. Like, I can't see how this is close, to be honest with you. I can see Tampa are going to be in the playoffs. I've said it over and over again, just because the schedule is so easy, and they will get this shit together, because, you know, if it's like even half a Brady, then he'll be able to find these players.
Sure.
And the defense like was good in periods last year as well. But at the end of the day, like, this is still the New Orleans Saints, and they're going to still like, and they've always paid a backing track there. Do you know that? Like, they,
yeah, NFL, I've they, heard that they've always bullshitted. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't, it's not going to be a massive amount of difference. The only thing that I was told by guys in my group chat was that apparently this game is like the most likely to not happen, because there's no authorization from New Orleans State, from Louisiana State, to allow this game to be played yet.
What?
Let alone how many. Well, that's what I was told.
Oh yeah, I have not heard a fucking single word about just that.
Check that. Then, like, I'm gonna like look at the next game.
Okay.
And you can check that while I'm looking. Well, you can look up that while I talk about this game. All right. So we got the San Francisco 49ers at home to the Arizona Cardinals. Can I just guess the number that San Francisco favorite by?
I would say they're favored by, I'll go with fucking 10.5.
Yeah, they're only favorites by 7 against the HTJ's army. I've like grown to hate this team just through the association to him. But
the game, I have already looked at it. And they said Saints are approved by state to allow fans to even come in on the second home game. So it will be taking
second home game.
Yeah, I guess that maybe that's what they're talking about. Like, they're not allowing fans to come in the first game. Maybe that's what they meant.
Is that the latest? Is that the latest news?
Yes, this is in September 1st. So
September 1st was a week ago.
Yeah, but that's for allowing for second game.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I'll look that up afterwards, I guess. All right. So I found some like data here. Like, it says the Cardinals are 4-0-1 in the last five meetings, and he says 5-0 if you jumped on Arizona early enough. But obviously that's against various 49er teams. Also, that obviously I watched that San Francisco struggled with like Kyler Murray last year, and then you have like DeAndre Hopkins now on the team as well.
I think, and you know, yeah, like, Arizona does play them very well.
I think like 49ers might start like slow. I think they'll win this, but I don't think that they'll blow them out, which means I don't want to take 7 right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's because if like the real 49ers show up, this shouldn't be a contest. But that's like their one team that seemed to have a fucking problem with.
Yeah. What are they don't like Seattle either. They struggle in their division.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle's at least fucking really good. And even when they kind of weren't, they play them tough. It's almost like Bears-Packers. Like, when the Bears are shit, they still play the fucking Packers tough. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, you know, it's your own division. You're a little more fucking pissed. But yeah, I would still take the 49ers in this.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals will be okay this year. I think they'll get to like 8-8 and then build again. All right, so we got the Rams. The Rams and the Cowboys. This game seemed bigger last year than it is. I'm not really high on the Rams now.
No, me neither. And everybody's high on Dallas going to the fucking Super Bowl for some reason, too. They forgot they're Dallas. I would say that we'll go 6.5 for Dallas.
Just 3 points.
That's it. Only 3. I don't trust Goff. I think that's where it all comes down to. If Goff is shit, this game's an ass fucking. If Goff is actually plays well, which he's a step above Mitch about like worrying.
Yeah, they've also lost Gurley, haven't they?
Yeah, he's gone, but he wasn't. I mean, he's on the last legs. He's in Atlanta.
This is a hard game to like call because this is a Super Bowl team that then went 9-7, and it says the Rams have scored 30 plus in all 3 of their season openers. But
yeah, I don't know. Gonna end eventually. I mean, they can't just go, well, look at this, it's gonna go on forever.
Yeah, that's why I don't really build too much into those stats. I like to go against McCarthy as well, but I think I'm gonna take Cowboys. I just think they're gonna win this game. I think if someone's gonna win and they're just laying 3 points, I'm just gonna take them to win because it's just 3.
Yeah, only 3. I can't imagine they squeak out a fucking win. But, I mean, we got to constantly say almost every fucking pick, everyone's rusty, and you don't know. Maybe there's 500 fumbles the first fucking 3 weeks, you know?
Yeah, honestly, this could look like preseason, and we could get like fucking 10, we could get 10 unders in.
See, what I've noticed from the last 2 years, the Bears didn't play anybody barely in the preseason. He said he didn't want to get anyone hurt, so he'd play them maybe not even a quarter, and they'd pull everybody, never play anyone. And it always took about 3 games before anybody was like decent, and they were fuck. And the Bears like radio stations all talked about it. They're like, "Fuck, he does not have them in football shape, and they're sucking wind like crazy." So that's what I'm really picturing for everybody now. I'm picturing everyone so fucking tired and just breathing like crazy people, except for the quarterbacks, because you know they're not busting ass as much.
All right, so we got Pittsburgh at the Giants. Second last game we got to do.
Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is going to be very good, and they have a shitty schedule. I think Pittsburgh will beat the shit out of the Giants, to tell you the truth. And I think they'll actually. This is another one that I think should be in the fucking double digits. So I'll say 9.5.
It's just 6.
I would take Pittsburgh in this. I would take Pittsburgh big time.
I'm gonna take my Giants.
Here. Really?
Yeah, I don't trust the quarterback at all. I just think they're gonna be better. And obviously, yeah, here's the thing with week one and this whole situation. It's the quarterbacks and the quarterback play that's gonna be the most difficult thing to gel. It's gonna take like 2-3 weeks before we get, you know, these quarterbacks like throwing 250-300 yards on the regular. I think it's gonna take some time. I mean, even like Daniel Jones was like 3-1 in his last four games, ATS anyway. But when you have Saquon Barkley in your team, that's not gonna take time to gel. That's gonna be something you can go to straight away. I think that's going to take it under as well, because I think there's going to be a lot of clock gone like that. The total on this is 48.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain about that, this one going under, because that's way too high for this game. But I think Giants will cover. I don't know if they'll be able to win, because I can see them fucking this up at the last. You know, you can almost see them like being up by 10. And then losing in the last quarter or something like the Giants managed to do, but I think they'll cover this game. I think they have a good enough defense, and Daniel Jones is okay. He's going to get better. He's going to get better than Baker Mayfield. He's going to be better than a lot. He's going to be better than a lot of people that are kind of like being judged at the same time. Because I think like he will be their quarterback for the next, you know, 5-6 years, whereas I think other people are going to like give up on their guys. But I think he's going to be fine. I think honestly, this team will go close to the playoffs this year. They'll be like 8-8, something like that, 7-9, and then next year I think they'll make a push and maybe get back in. I just can't see them being stuck where they are for too much longer.
I mean, they got a new coach and all that kind of stuff, which it should help, but I think it's going
to
take some time.
They change
your
coach every year. Like,
seems to.
And they got Jason Garrett working in some position in the background.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. He's going to clap.
So, I don't know why this game is on as one of the... In fact, they pick weird games as well, because that... Monday Night Football, the two Monday Night Football games is that Giants game, which that's going to affect the WWE number. Just where most of their fans live, and Broncos and the Titans is on. So what do you think the number is here?
And this is in Tennessee?
No, it's in Denver.
In Denver. I think then Tennessee's favored by I'll say 3.
Yeah, 2.5.
Okay. And you know what? I think they'd actually win by more, but I know that they don't ever really give giant spreads, but I think this is hand off the ball time. No Von Miller around either. And I don't believe in Locke as the quarterback of Denver at all either. But then again, I don't know if I believe in Tannehill either. That's show me twice for him. He did it once. Show me again before I believe it, because I've seen too much garbage from him with Miami.
So what's your pick?
I would take Tennessee and take and given points.
Yeah, I don't know. When I looked them at the last end of last season, when you look at like that's the other thing. I'm gonna go to Tennessee. I think like what I said about New York, I think it's even more applicable here. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, I've seen guys going all Tannehill, going into altitude and all this kind of stuff. Well, just give it to Henry then.
Yeah.
And just not making first downs and just finish how you did last season. I mean, this team could win this division. Like, Tennessee could win this division.
Oh, I think so. I picked them to fucking win that division for sure.
So, I mean, who else is it? You got the Texans and the Colts, and that's it. And the Jags are not back to. Yeah. So,
I mean, everyone's taking Colts a lot too, but I'm not dealing with that.
It's just this whole situation about going across to Denver, isn't it? That's what it is when you've got
and
when you have an
It would affect AFC Henry, team. Though, too, because he's the one running, so he'd be the one huffing. But man's too much of a fucking monster.
He's huffing running like 5 yards.
No, I mean, I assume that he's going to be fighting a lot of people, pushing piles, and breaking more than 5 yards. And if you do it multiple times, I think it's going to be a lot of sucking wind. But I can't imagine the quarterback's going to be fucking tired from throwing the fucking ball, sucking wind.
Well, no, I mean, I think they're just worried about they're talking about the altitude and the pressure that this defense is going to put on Tannehill, the Broncos' pass rush. I think Tennessee are going to be decent this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that division in itself, like 9 wins is going to get you out of it. So 9 wins is going to 9 wins is going to win you the division. Don't think anyone in that division is going to need more than that.
So,
all right.
Do you want to say who do you think are your division winners, or how do you want to go through that, or do you want to?
Oh, we did the division winners on the other.
We
show.
Did it on the other show. I mean, did you want to mention anything for what you think the? I guess we could do that at least because the other show was so fucking long. We could say who our championship game is, the winners of that, and who's in the Super Bowl, obviously, then, and then who wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did that too, but we can do it again. But also, we could do our locks for this week, which is the most important.
You know what? Make them listen to the other show if they want to hear the other things, right? So, yeah. Okay, that's good. I like that better.
Because I had to fucking do that show till.
Yeah. You did it. You were on the show for 2 days.
For 2 days.
The lock of the week when it comes to with the points lock of the week. Oh, I would say with the points.
Yeah, with the points, or you can take a points or a total. You just give us like something that's going to win. So
I'm going Seattle then. If they're only doing 2 points, taking Seattle.
All right. Now I'm really trying to remember like what I really like now. I know I really like the Saints against the. Against Tom's guys.
Really? I'd be scared. I would not risk that. Of all teams,
you know what it is? It's the week one thing that like puts me off. It's the whole week. It's the whole record from week one. But I just feel that, obviously, as I said when I was talking about it, that usually comes against very like well prepared teams that you know, they've got their shit together and you can't slack off.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots as well. I like, see, that's the thing. I like this whole like kind of counteracting these two games against each other. The taking the Patriots and then going against Tom, because I can see that. I can really see that whole story. You know what? I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna go really boring here. But then, you know what? I say boring, but it's the same odds because the spreads are all priced up to be the same. So every spread is 10-11, 10-11. So just, it's not boring to take stuff that's safer because there's less risk. So I'm between the Ravens and the Bills. Ravens -7 against the Browns.
Okay.
I think they get fucked up.
My other thing is, of course, is to take Philly because I think they'll win by more than fucking 6.5. Even the Pittsburgh one, I like that too.
What about my two? What about Ravens at home to the Browns and the Bills at home to the Jets?
The Ravens one scares me just because I think the Browns will be better. But I don't know which Baker is going to show up. Like, he could either win or get blown out. I like the Bills one, too. I wrote that down to actually make a bet for that they got to cover 6.5. I think that's a good one. And then, of course, the Chicago getting 3 fucking points.
But I don't think that's in the same category as these other ones. You know, there were unders and unders and totals that I like. I'm going to fish those back out and make them plays on my website.
Okay.
I'm going to I definitely think that it's hard to even lock one up because I look at some of these games, at least half of them, and I see like unders just glaring at me. If I took 7 unders here, I'd be disappointed to go less than 5-2 because I really think that like it's going to be so rough scoring points this week.
Where could they find all these bets from you if they want to get some winners?
They are at lockbetting.com on the top package, because that's where all the US sports are. The soccer package is at 60. The top sports, all other sports, sorry, is at 125. So that's where it's all going to be. We're going to be doing this show every week on Thursday, just in time for the Thursday night football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be out 1 hour before Thursday night football. Is that right? Or one and a bit?
Yeah, it's over an hour. It's actually 2 hours before Thursday night football kicks off. It's at 5:20 my time, and we're at 3:20 right now.
Yeah, but it's not going to go up instantly, is it?
It will go up pretty fucking instantly. I would say within 5 minutes. If you want to learn some NFL, you can go to my podcast. That is Lingus Mafia Podcast, where I have the history of the NFL in our archives only a few weeks back, actually, maybe a month and a half, two. And starting this Friday will be where I do a specialty show about every team in the NFL, one by one. They will each have their own show, and I have put a lot of fucking effort into it. So every week there will be a new one. I've pulled names out of a hat for the order they will go in. So I've only done three of them, and I thought it would be a lot quicker, but I have every fucking piece of information known to man. Clips are thrown in there, sound bits, everything you need to know about whatever team you follow, or if you just want to know about every team in the NFL, which I enjoyed to learn because I learned a lot of shit that I had no fucking clue about. I knew about the move that Baltimore made to Indianapolis at 2 a.m., but I didn't realize the reason they did it at 2 a.m. Was because the city was going to commandeer the team, so they couldn't leave. So they said, fuck you, and left in the middle of the night. All right, I'm Cav Manning. He's Mr. Billy Body, and we will see you next week. Go sign up.
Wait. You want one more lock before I go?
Yes, let's get one more lock.
Just in case I don't have a chance to post this, and I want to get it done before tonight.
Yeah.
It's a two-team parlay for division winners, AFC West and the NFC East. Cowboys and the Chiefs, if you put £200 on it, you get $500 back.
Pretty good.
6-4 it is. It's the Chiefs and the Cowboys.
Might have to make this bet tonight then.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving you it to you now, because it is going to be an official play, but I'm giving it to you for free. I just cannot see how these two don't win the division. The Eagles' schedule is horrendous, and if the Cowboys are not good, or not as good as we think, they should still get to 10, 11 wins, and the Eagles are not going to, and the Chiefs are the Chiefs. Their division is a joke. So I think even they're another team that can get to 11 wins, and I think if they only got to 11 wins, that would be disappointing for them. So yeah, do you see any way this doesn't win? Because they're my two favorite divisional winners, and the thing is that teams like San Francisco and who else did I see, and the Baltimore Ravens are actually at like worse are more likely to win their division than the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
but I still like the Cowboys better than those two.
I could see parlaying that and throwing in the fucking Ravens too if that does anything for the bet. I'd be scared with the Niners.
Yeah, it does a lot for the bet. Let me tell you the difference. 1 second. Who did you say Ravens, right?
I would say I wouldn't do the 49ers, though.
No. Ravens.
Ravens, Cowboys, Chiefs.
Yeah, so if you add that in, like he said, that gets you the extra 100, an extra 100 on that. So it goes from 250, what I did it as, to 350 with the Ravens chucked in.
Mm. Okay.
But sounds the good. One that's going on the record is the one without the Ravens, because okay. Just because I'm just a bit scared of the Steelers, and I'm scared of some of the stuff that we pointed out that fuck it.
Like he's on the books now and they've seen him.
Oh, look, Lamar. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Lamar Jackson's been seen and he's going to be scouted out in some games. And yeah, that can make a big difference. And obviously if Roethlisberger is this like lean, mean, trim touchdown machine, like who doesn't get injured anymore.
Yeah.
That could be different as well.
All right. Enjoy football this weekend, everybody. Win some money, and we will see you back here next week.